Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. This is 98.2 on your dial, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial
49-1098-7654.
Meditations and more. I am your hostess with the mostest, Kelly Lynn Prime, Soul Fitness Coach. On today's show, I'm going to be continuing our exploration of the chakras, focusing on the solar plexus today. And I won't be doing an oracle card reading because I have chosen some goddesses from my goddess deck that coincide with the solar plexus chakra. Say that five times fast. Solar plexus chakra. So I'm going to be going over those, and of course we will meditate, and our meditation will be focused on, of course, the solar plexus. But before we get started, I always like to handle my business and give you the information on how you can get in touch and stay in touch with me. My email is Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y at KellyLynnPrime.com, and of course that's also my website. My Facebook page is Kelly Lynn Prime. I have a Facebook fan page, which is Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime, which I just love my fan page. My fans are so awesome. Y'all are just fantastic, so thank you. You can reach me on Twitter at Kelly Lynn Prime, Instagram at Kelly Lynn Prime, and I'm also on Pinterest as Kelly Lynn Prime. See a theme there? Okay. So please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and connect with me. I love to hear from you. Next, for those who might be listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. For my regulars, I am ever grateful that you all are here. But this is mostly for my newbies. Here's a little bit about me and what I do. Of course, I am Kelly Lynn Prime. I began this show, Fitness for the Soul, after hearing countless people talk about their own personal challenges with meditation. I began it back in March of 2013. Excuse me. The show's popularity and fan following inspired me to relaunch my business under the same name of Fitness for the Soul. And fast forward to September of 2013 when I met the founder of Back to Us Radio, which is the network that Fitness for the Soul is on, Dr. Anise Mabry, through my good friend and radio mate, Michelle Alexander of A Girl's Guide. So Anise welcomed me into the Back to Us Radio family with open arms, and here I am. And I'm grateful, grateful, grateful to be here. So Fitness for the Soul, the radio show, not only provides you with an easy-to-follow guided meditation, but I also teach and discuss the reasons why an inner workout is just as important, if not even more important, than a physical workout. People hire personal trainers to help them develop physical workout regimens every single day. So I'm just happy to be here and that you are allowing me to be your soul's personal trainer through Fitness for the Soul. Fitness for the Soul as my business, I can also be your soul's personal trainer on a personal level. But my business has a few different facets. Energy healing is where I started, and it's an important part of Fitness for the Soul, but it's not the only aspect of my business. I also provide psychic mediumship, which, by the way, that is an area of my business that is growing very, very rapidly. I had 10 new clients this last week from a promotion that I ran on my fan page. Hint, hint, tune into my fan page, Fitness for the Soul, with Kelly Lynn Prime. So get connected with me and, you know, stay tuned for those specials. But thank you, thank you, thank you to my new clients this week. I'm so grateful, and I just love what I do. I love being able to convey messages from spirit to people in order to give them encouragement and to help them. Now, some people might wonder, well, what if you get bad news? Well, the way I look at it is whatever messages come through from spirit, it's what we need in that moment. So let's face it, sometimes we need a little kick in the pants. So when spirit conveys a kick in the pants, that's what I convey, is also that same kick in the pants. So in a very loving way, by the way. But I provide psychic mediumship, intuitive oracle card readings, which is what I do weekly, personalized coaching based on whatever it is that you are having a challenge with. I really enjoy that aspect. And, of course, I do guided meditations, reflexology, and whatever else spirit guides me to do. So many of my clients are people who are in physical or emotional pain, and they feel stuck. No one is immune to pain. We all experience it. So if you are in physical or emotional pain or you feel stuck, please contact me. Suffering is not your birthright. We deserve to feel good and can start feeling better now. And this is not doctors and prescriptions. It's just us consulting with spirit and getting to root causes and finding lasting solutions for you. So please don't hesitate to contact me, and let's get the ball rolling on you feeling better now from the inside out, and I would love to assist you. Okay, so we're going to get right into the solar plexus today. Oh, and another thing that I wanted to mention is that I am going to be on a radio show as well. The radio show that I am going to be on is that of Davy Ward. She has invited me to be on her radio show. And the time of the radio show has slipped my mind momentarily, so I'm looking that up for you. But the radio show is going to be on February 27th. And let me see if I can get the time for y'all. And even if you don't even if you don't get to listen in live, I'm sure that there will be an archive of that. But Davey Ward is part of the Contact Talk Radio Network, and she has invited me to be on her show, and that's February 27th at 7 p.m. Now, I'm not, I don't think that's Eastern Standard Time, but I'll be posting all the information. I'll be posting all of that information on my in my social media, so that you can tune into that if you choose. And actually, what Davey and I are going to be talking about is we are going to be sharing our experiences as bisexual women. So that's always a hot topic. Tune in. It'll be interesting. And of course, you know, she's a tantra teacher, and you know, I'm into energy, so it should be a very lively and interesting conversation. Davey was on my show talking about the 11 different types of orgasm a month or so ago. It may have been longer than that, but yeah. So we had a nice little back and forth going on when she was on my show. So I'm excited, and I hope that you will hope that you'll tune in to that. So, all right, the solar plexus. And just like I explained last week, much of the information that I am sharing with you about the chakras, one of the major resources that I am using is a book by Master Choa Kuk Sui, who is one of my spiritual teachers. It's called The Chakras and Their Functions. So we're going to dig right into the solar plexus. And if you don't know, the solar plexus is located, if you follow your sternum in the front down to where your ribs spread apart, that's the area where your solar plexus is, just above your navel. So it's below your heart and above your navel, kind of in that hollow area between your ribs. The color that is associated with the solar plexus is yellow. but we're going to start off with the spiritual functions of the solar plexus. And one important thing that you need to know about the solar plexus is that is where your emotional permanent seed is lodged. It's in the solar plexus and in your liver. And what that means is this is the seat of our lower emotions. Now, when I say lower emotions, that doesn't mean negative. That's putting a judgment on it. The seat of your higher emotions is your heart, where we started last week. And that's why when we feel love, we sometimes feel that flutter in our heart. But you also, how many of you have ever had butterflies in your tummy? It's the same feeling, but it's lower, and it's coming from your solar plexus. What you may not know is that you have a front solar plexus and you have a back solar plexus, just like the heart. You have a front heart chakra and you have a back heart chakra. And I do want to mention once again, what I am teaching is I am teaching from an 11 chakra system. That's not saying that the seven chakra system or the nine chakra system or the 12 chakra system. It's not saying that those are wrong. The seven chakra system, those are the seven major chakras. Okay, so some of the chakras that I'm going to be teaching you about, they are, I don't want to say that they're not major chakras, but they're, some of them are minor chakras. But the function that they perform is, it's significant. So your solar plexus is where your emotional seed is. That is it's like the heart or the flame, the source of your emotional body. Subtle energies from the lower chakras and the higher chakras pass through the solar plexus. The center of, this is where your will comes from. Your inner strength is able to increase from your solar plexus. Some of the I'm having a tiny little difficulty here. Just bear with me for 1 second. Okay, so back to the spiritual functions of the solar plexus. It's our emotional center, and it aids in the control of us digesting our life, and it's the power and control that we have over our lives. That's our center. I think I already said that the solar plexus is associated with the color yellow, and this area it defines our self-esteem. It's how we look at ourselves. It's the I center where you are concerned about yourself. The center where you are concerned about others is your heart, and that's where we started last week. So anyone who is experiencing dysfunction in their solar plexus is probably having some difficulty in maintaining his or her personal power. Someone who is having trouble with their solar plexus might be considered a doormat. You just don't have that drive. We do have a certain level of intuition that comes from our solar plexus as well. That's where we get that gut feeling that signals us that we should or should not do something. And when we develop the solar plexus, that's when we get that self-esteem. And I'll tell you what, in developing my intuition, I have really had to, I have to believe in myself, and I have to believe that spirit is truly speaking through me, and that I can confidently pass the information that spirit gives me along to other people. So I would say that my solar plexus has strengthened over the last year or so. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is the psychological functions of the solar plexus. It's the center of both positive and negative lower emotions. Some examples of positive lower emotions include ambition, being daring, having courage, perseverance, strength, justice, fairness. It's that drive. It's your personal power. Examples of negative lower emotions include anger, irritation, hate, envy, greed, destructiveness, violence, cruelty, resentment, worry, anxiety, tension, fear, selfishness, aggressiveness, abrasiveness, addiction, etc. The term lower emotion is not necessarily bad. The solar plexus is your center of courage, daring, strong drive, perseverance, and the desire to win. Like I said before, this is the I center. I want this. I want that. I need this. And to be successful in anything, the solar plexus has to be strong. It's the center of our assertiveness and moving us forward, moving through those lower negative emotions. The worry, anxiety, tension, fear, all of that, moving through that. That being said, those are some of the most common, stressors. And it makes sense because the solar plexus, like many of our emotions, go through our solar plexus. And whenever we come in contact with another person, even if it's just visually, we connect to one another energetically. We connect energetic cords to one another. So, and primarily the place where we connect is the solar plexus. So it's really important to learn how to disconnect people from you. And especially for someone like me, who I work with so many people, and I have worked with so many people over the years. Can you imagine all the I taught high school and middle school English for 13 years. That's roughly 30 kids per class period per day for 13 years. That's a lot of students, and that's a lot of courting. And when we get to the root chakra or the basic chakra, I actually have a story that I'm going to tell you about me and my students and courting. So stay tuned for that. So back to the psychological functions. In general, the masses, which means the public, we are emotionally driven, and therefore the solar plexus is where the lower will is located. It is the will center of the masses. This is why in Kabbalah, the solar plexus chakra is also called strength. In more developed people, the will center is located in the Ajna chakra, which is active intelligence. The Ajna is also known as the third eye in the seven major chakra system. In healing psychological ailments, the solar plexus chakra is usually, if not always, treated. When a person is under stress or harbors a deep-seated grudge towards other people, the solar plexus chakra becomes congested with dirty energy. So the solar plexus is, if I were to do a healing session for someone, there's two primary chakras that I would treat. And those two primary chakras would be the heart and the solar plexus. And I've had a lot of experience with only treating those two chakras in a person's body and cleaning their aura. They feel more relaxed and more calm and more at peace within. I mean, I've done that treatment several times. I don't know, probably like 100 times, if not more. And I don't think I have ever had someone say that they did not feel more relaxed after just clearing the heart and the solar plexus. So We hold on to a lot in the solar plexus. We really do. The physiological functions that that the solar plexus is responsible for is the solar plexus and the navel chakra. They are in charge of the primarily the gastrointestinal system. The solar plexus controls and energizes the diaphragm, pancreas, liver, and stomach. And it is easier to energize the pancreas through the back solar plexus chakra. And to a certain degree, the solar plexus chakra energizes the large and small intestines. Also the appendix, the lungs, the heart, and other parts of the body. So it's the solar plexus is it's kind of like a connector to a lot of other parts of the body. Some conditions that can result as a with a malfunctioning solar plexus is ulcers, diabetes, pancreatitis, indigestion, anorexia, bulimia, hepatitis, cirrhosis, adrenal imbalances, arthritis, and diseases of the colon. In many instances, the negative emotions that we harbor in the solar plexus, those are probably the most critical factor in severe ailments is when we hold on to stuff. And since we are as humans, we are highly emotional. And when the solar plexus is dirty or congested or just not functioning properly over a long period of time, that's when we start seeing these malfunctions or these diseases develop. An energetic imbalance always, always, always precedes a physical ailment. So just keep that in mind. Energy medicine is great prevention. And unfortunately, we don't live in a society that values that as much as could really, really help people. But that's a whole another topic of the Western model of medicine. So malfunctioning of the solar plexus tends to adversely affect the proximate organ or organs that are near it. Excuse me. When a person is very angry, the solar plexus chakra pulsates erratically. This causes the diaphragm to move erratically, resulting in irregular or shallow breathing. Anger and intense worry devitalize the whole energy body so that the body becomes susceptible to all kinds of diseases. Negative emotions cause disturbances in the energy body so that the whole physical body becomes sick. Harboring or explosively expressing negative feelings for a long period of time may manifest as glaucoma, migraines, acute sinusitis, hyperthyroidism, respiratory ailments like asthma, heart ailments, diabetes, gastric or intestinal ulcers, high cholesterol, problems with the liver, constipation, damaged kidneys, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, and others. So a negative emotion may manifest as a certain type of disease in one patient, but it may manifest as another type of disease in another patient. One of the most important things that I have learned from Master Shoa Kwaksui and the teachings of pranic healing is the power of loving kindness and the power of forgiveness. Some severe ailments, they are definitely emotional in origin. And if you were to ask Louise Hay, she would say that all ailments are emotional in origin. And some of us have so much deep-seated hurt or resentment towards certain people that it really affects our health. And because some of these ailments that we suffer from are caused by holding on to these resentments, the rate of healing would be much faster if the people who are affected, if they were able to forgive those who may have actually or they perceived to have hurt them, it would greatly move along their healing process. So unless a patient learns to forgive, their healing will be slowed down and they may even have a relapse. So the act of forgiveness is therapeutic and very necessary for good health. It helps normalize the solar plexus and the other affected chakras. Proper emotional and mental hygiene consists of internal and external hygiene. Internal emotional and mental hygiene simply means proper emotions and proper thoughts. Positive emotions and thoughts like happiness, kindness, joy, enthusiasm, and others tend to have beneficial effects psychologically, etherically, and physically. So interacting with people who are optimistic, enthusiastic, and healthy is psychologically beneficial for you. In the presence of an advanced spiritual teacher, one can easily be emotionally, mentally, and spiritually lifted up if one is sufficiently receptive and has the proper reverence. The students are actually bathing in the powerful aura of that spiritual teacher. And some of the... I also looked up some other interesting things about the solar plexus that I wanted to share with you. I know that many of you are into the elements and you're into aromatherapy and crystals and things like that. So I also I found some of that information for you. Last week we talked about the heart, and the element of the heart is air. The element of the solar plexus is fire. So this, I mean, it makes sense that this is our power center. It's like, and it's yellow like the sun. So that's where we gain our power, is from our solar plexus. The color associated is yellow. Every chakra has a tone or a note that is associated with it. The heart is F, the solar plexus is E. Of course, since it's associated with yellow, some of the gemstones that are associated with the solar plexus are yellow stones, which include amber, ametrine, golden beryl, citrine, yellow jade, yellow jasper, moonstone, peridot, rutilated quartz, yellow sapphire, smoky quartz, sunstone, tiger's eye, and yellow topaz, just to name a few. So think of those yellowy-colored stones. The flowers associated with Well, this says flower essences in the information that I looked up. Chamomile, golden yarrow, and peppermint are some flower essences that are associated with the solar plexus. In Sanskrit, the solar plexus is called the Manipura, and that literally translates as full of jewels. Some of the oils that are associated to help balance your solar plexus are frankincense, rose, neroli, sandalwood, chamomile, and rosemary. Those particular ones help nurture the solar plexus emotionally. For your digestive system, ginger, peppermint, black pepper, lemon, fennel, bergamot, and rosemary are suggested. For help cleaning the liver and the gallbladder, juniper, chamomile, rosemary, and lemon. And for soothing stress or nervous tension and anxiety in the solar plexus, basil, chamomile, bergamot, geranium, patchouli, neroli, lang lang, rose, jasmine, and sandalwood. And, of course, lavender is recommended for actually all of the chakras. You can use lavender for anything. And in finding this information, I actually found a few quotes that relate to how the solar plexus works. So the first one is, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. That was by Eleanor Roosevelt. It's about having your own personal power. Janis Joplin said, don't compromise yourself. You're all you've got. And from the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu, he who knows others is learned. He who knows himself is wise. So it's about recognizing and embracing your personal power. Okay. So before we go into meditation, I wanted to share with you, there were four goddesses that I found that were pertinent to the solar plexus. The first one is Demeter, and Demeter is on this particular card. She was actually a Greek goddess, and she's actually known for being responsible for the four seasons, because Hades took her daughter Persephone to the underworld, and in her grief and emotional trauma, she withdrew her life force from the earth, and winter came. So she cut a deal with Hades that Demeter would be in the underworld for 6 months of the year, and then up on earth with her mother for the other 6 months, thus our seasons. The meaning of the card Demeter. Demeter has come to light your way through the dark and challenging labyrinth of feelings and emotions. It is time to nurture wholeness by accepting, acknowledging, and expressing your feelings. Feelings are what you feel. Emotions are your reaction to your feelings. Feelings left unexpressed build up and can create disease, for they take up space inside and keep healthy energy from flowing. Demeter says, the more you learn and accept and acknowledge your feelings, the less time you will spend in emotional turmoil and the more energy you will have to live life. The more you learn to accept and honor your feelings, the safer it will become to express them. So Demeter is a reminder to express your emotions, to not hold them inside. The next goddess is Lilith, who is the goddess of power. And Lilith was originally the Sumerian queen of heaven, and she is older than the goddess Inanna. She was actually the first wife of Adam, and she was cast out because she refused to lie beneath Adam when having intercourse. So because of her insistence on them being equal, she left him, and in Jewish mythology, she was actually described as a demon. So Lilith appears to tell you to take back your power. This is about your personal power, remember. Where are the places you have lost or given away your power? Have you been teased, shunned, and ostracized by others when you've stepped into your power? Are you afraid of misusing your power to dominate or manipulate? Lilith says that the way to wholeness for you now lies in acknowledging that you are not connecting with your power. Then, second, coming to terms with and accepting your power. So, personal power is Lilith. So, your emotions. You can call on the goddess Demeter to help you with your feelings and emotions. If personal power is something you're struggling with, the goddess Lilith is perfect. The next goddess is Pele, and she is the volcano goddess of the Polynesian peoples of Hawaii. And according to legend, she appears to people as a beautiful and mysterious young woman just before her volcano is about to erupt. So this is your awakening. This is awakening your personal power. So if that is you, then this goddess is for you. Pele's appearance signals the need for awakening. And part of the reason why I chose Pele is because as the goddess of the volcano, she's pure fire, and that's the element of your solar plexus. Get ready to awaken your awareness and come into full consciousness. Now is the time to see things as they really are and to initiate change so things can be as you want them to be. Now is the time to wake up your personal potential and power to move and shake. Pay attention to all that life is telling you. Pele says that when you nurture awakening, your life becomes creative rather than reactive, an infinitely more powerful place to be. And the last goddess that I thought was important is, and you'll see when you see this card, it's bright orange and yellow. And the it actually looks, it reminds me of a solar plexus. And that is of Sekhmet, the lion-headed Egyptian sun goddess, known as the destructive aspect of the sun, vowing to destroy all humanity. In a fit of rage, she went on a killing spree. She was stopped by Ra. And Sekhmet leaps into your life to help you face your anger. Now, anger is one of those emotions that if we let it go for too long and we hold on to it, it can be really, really destructive, especially within our solar plexus. So I feel like this came up for a reason. Sekhmet leads into your life to help you face your anger. Have you repressed or disconnected from it so much that you don't know how to express it? Perhaps you've gone beyond anger to rage. Rage is accumulated anger gone out of control. Perhaps you're in a slow boil all the time and you don't know how to take the pot from the fire. Sekhmet says our anger is part of our power as women. Don't give away your anger, but you have to learn to express it in a way that can be heard. So just raging and, like, bitching and, you know, going off, yeah, you're expressing it, but you're not expressing it in a way that can be heard and can be constructive. Learn to transform it so that it empowers and energizes you. Your path to wholeness will be more vital when you make anger your ally. And those are the goddesses that I wanted to share with you today. Sekhmet, Pele, Lilith, and Demeter. And I will be posting, excuse me, I'll be posting photos of those cards this week. So that brings us to time to meditate. So, I used to have a whole list of rules when it comes to meditation, but now I have only one, and that is wherever you're at in your meditative practice, whether you are, this is your first time, whether you're intermediate or an enlightened master, there's no judgment, and every point that you're at is perfect. So what we're going to do next is we're going to get centered, and we are going to do a short breathing exercise for like 2 minutes, and then we are going to get settled to meditate. Now, with the breathing, you're gonna breathe in through your nose, hold, and out through your mouth. So with the music, it'll go inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Okay, so we're gonna do that for it's about 2 minutes. So we're gonna go ahead and start that now. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. We're about halfway done. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale 2, 3, 4, hold. All right. Now I want you to get comfortable. And I want you to connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth. want you to just normalize your breathing. Just slowly and gently breathe in and out. Focus on that breath, slowly in and out. Now I want you to transport yourself. I want you to transport yourself to beautiful meadow. Up ahead in the meadow, see a field filled with golden yellow buttercups. I want you to walk toward that field. And I want you to find a place in that field of buttercups to lay down. And I want you to I want you to feel the sun, the golden sun, the warmth of the sun on your body. So just lay in the field in the buttercup in that golden yellow strong energy and just let the warm sun penetrate into your body for a few moments. Now what I want you to do is I want you to focus your attention on your front solar plexus and on your back solar plexus. Just gently draw your attention there. And as you draw your attention to your front and back solar plexus, I want you to pay attention to whatever feelings come up when you pay attention to your front solar plexus and your back solar plexus. And I want you to just sit with those feelings for a few moments. Pay attention and be aware of emotions like anger, irritation, hate, envy, greed, destructiveness, violence, cruelty, resentment, worry, anxiety, fear, tension, selfishness, aggressiveness, and abrasiveness. Pay attention to any of those types of negative lower emotions that you may be feeling in your solar plexus. As those emotions come up, just pay attention to them. But as they come up, what that means is they are ready to come out. So as they come up, let those emotions come out. And in your front solar plexus, let them come out and let them go directly, let them float up into the sun to be burnt up and released. And since you're laying in the buttercup field, any of those emotions that you feel in your back solar plexus, let those emotions be transmuted down into Mother Earth. So go ahead and release any of those negative lower emotions now. I'm going to be silent for a few moments while you do that. Now that you have released those emotions, what I would like for you to do now is imagine someone, or perhaps there's more than one person that you need to forgive. And you may just need to spend some time forgiving yourself. What I would like for you to do now is I would like for you to focus on that person or people or yourself and let them know that you are ready to release yourself and them from the bondage that unforgiveness can have. So just take a few moments. And I will be silent again. And look at those people that you need to forgive, even if it's yourself. And just cut that cord, that energy cord that is binding you to that person and that negative emotion. And just let it go. Release it to the sun or let it go down to Mother Earth. Do that now. now that you have done that forgiveness work and you have released some negative lower emotions and you have also done some forgiveness work, what I would like to do is what that has done is it has created a space. And what I would like to do is I would like for you to focus on filling and re-energizing your solar plexus with these positive lower emotions like ambition, daringness, courage, perseverance, strength, justice, fairness, self-confidence, self-love, personal power. Think of a couple of those that really resonate with you and imagine those positive emotions being implanted in your solar plexus. And visualize golden light from the sun and healing energy from Mother Earth coming up from the back and down from the front and mixing in the middle, and then that energy, that mixed energy, being emanated out to your front solar plexus and to your back solar plexus and completely filling and re-energizing your solar plexus, normalizing it in size and making it completely functional and completely healthy. And just feel that for a few moments. Let that energy emanate. And that energy from your solar plexus, it fills your solar plexus, and then it's distributed evenly out into the rest of your body. Just be in that feeling and allow that energy to work now. Now that you have let that energy with all those positive, empowering emotions fill your solar plexus and emanate out to the rest of your body and out into your aura, I want you to get up from the field, the buttercup field, stand up. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to feel any excess energy that you do not need. I want you to feel that go down into the earth, coming out of your feet and out of your tailbone. And I want that energy to ground you and give you a good, solid, energetic foundation all the way down to the core of the earth. Take another deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And you may open your eyes with a big, big smile. And I always like to leave you at the end of meditation with an affirmation. May we each affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good and the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us. There is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. So I thank you for tuning in, and we are going to leave this week with a song by my good friend, Drea, and it is called Me, Myself, and I, and I feel that that is just very, very pertinent for the end of this show on the solar plexus. So thank you, Drea, and thank you for listening.
Gonna make it if I try.
Gonna keep on moving.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.